Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Now, for many of us, when you swipe your phone, you hand over money at various merchants, essentially in the background, there are very complex payment systems that make it easy for us to balance these particular payments. That's the term that's typically referred to and how it's used. But essentially, this also helps us track the level of spending, transacting, and essentially consumption that you and I as South Africans participate in. The data that's being released by the Pay Inc. Economic Index couldn't be more timely, as this also interlinks with the latest retail sales figures that we see for the month of August, which do show that there's actually been a slight decline in terms of our level of retail sales activity. But to tell us more, we joined by independent economist Elise Greer joining us tonight. Elise, such a pleasure to have you with us as we do discuss the Bank Inc. Economic Index. And maybe we just need to get a quick refresher, because some people might say, hold on, we've spoken to you often. It's always been related to the BankServe Africa Payment Index. So I guess it's just important to help everyone understand that same report, just a name change. Would that be correct?
Good evening, Guguletu. Well, yes, so Banks of Africa has rebranded and their new name is now Pay Inc. With a role to be inclusive and so on. They had a whole big launch and so on. But talking about the index, so yes, a name change, but also a revamp. So that happened actually since last month. Not only the value of all electronic transactions are now reflected, but also an indicator of cash demand we've added. And there was a statistical revamp. So we've done a redone base year statistical or seasonal adjustment methodology was adjusted and so on. So it's a fresh index. We're looking at it. You know, we know it's a good indication of GDP growth. We actually redone that correlation. And the new index in its current format's got a very nice, like 97% correlation with GDP growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So that makes it really usable. And as you know, it's quite timeous. So as we speak now today about the September index, it's just about 2 weeks after the end of the quarter. So we already have a very good idea of what the GDP number will be for quarter three, but it will only be released by Stats SA in the first week of December. So it just shows you how this is really timeous to give a good signal about the activity in the economy.
I like that, Elise. So no more asking you to look into a crystal ball. We just take a look at the facts and figures you have in front of you and share some of your thoughts and outcomes on where we are. But let's start with the Pay Inc. Index, because this essentially tracks millions of transactions processed by Pay Inc. platform. And as we can imagine, there are plenty of transactions that do take place. But the interesting theme that we have been seeing here is that South Africa's economy does see higher levels of transactions in the most recent months, being August. However, what we are seeing is perhaps some strain that's still occurring in the economy. Talk to us about, I guess, the performance of our economy and how we really are in survival mode, despite heightened levels of transactions that might have been witnessed.
Yes, Google Letters. So if I could maybe start off with what the index is telling us. So we've seen like 5 consecutive months of tick ups in economic activity. Not significant trajectory, but a gradual uptick in economic activity. Telling me there's still some resilience in the economy despite all the negative, you know, news, the negative headlines, the potential impact of developments like the US tariffs, you know, but also locally, we still have our troubles with ports and rail and all sorts of negative factors. Still, we are seeing economic activity ticking up month by month over the past while. And, you know, the index is signaling that we have seen or will probably see growth in the order of 1%, 1.1% in quarter three compared to quarter one in terms of GDP. So there's still some resilience out there. And, you know, it really speaks to the fact that there's some tailwinds in the economy as well. So we've got our negatives, but then we've got some positives. And those are actually at this point in time supporting demand in the economy. And I know we have spoken about these, but they're still very relevant in the sense that we've got moderate inflation numbers in the economy. So that is an important factor that just puts a bit more money in terms of purchasing power back in the pockets of consumers. You know, if you talk about real salary increases in line with that, lower interest rates and so on. So the number of factors that are still supporting are also still relevant. and we are seeing this net balance. But to get back to your point of survival mode, as much as this is positive from month to month looking at the data, the overall growth rate for South Africa is still around 1%. And that is our dilemma. We remain stuck in this low growth profile, which is what I want to call survival mode rather than thriving mode.
Maybe let's highlight some of these themes that actually continue to drag South Africa's economic performance. From what I understand in reading the report, parts of these are, you know, long-term factors that actually lead to the stagnation or limiting the level of growth that we can see in the economy. So it's almost like trying to run, but you've got ankle weights on, or perhaps some, you know, a weight to your ankle. Yeah.
That is a good way to perhaps describe that. And I think those sort of weights that are keeping the economy back has got a lot to do with low confidence levels and with uncertainty about policy, factors that are keeping investment back. So we hear often that, you know, companies have a pile of cash sitting somewhere, be it in money market, be it in bank accounts, but they're not actively investing that money into the economy for the reasons such as policy and political uncertainties. You could even throw into that mix crime and corruption. You know, our news is full at the moment of all sorts of things, you know, so it impacts on, I would say, the, you know, the underlying confidence that this economy is going to go forward. And that is holding us back in terms of especially something like investment. You know, and investment is really what is putting an economy on a better growth trajectory. And then obviously our structural, you know, deficiencies. We are talking about, you know, rail and road and ports that are still in terms of efficiencies way behind where we should be. And although we are now making plans in terms of, you know, regulatory changes to the industries and inviting the private sector to become part of the solution, these things take time. It's a rather medium term, you know, sort of impact that could be expected, nothing in the short term. So, you know, all of those in combination is remaining, or factors that remains, you know, a weight in terms of not being able to move forward in the economy.
Got you. To close off with, in a moment we will be speaking to another economist from FNB who will give us some insight into the retail sales figures. But I can't let you go without giving us, you know, your synopsis of the activity that we see from a payments point of view and how that correlates with the decline that we do also witness when it comes to retail sales in South Africa. Your thoughts, Elise?
Yes, Guguletu, I think on the month, you know, obviously the number came out worse than expected. And, you know, I think from that point of view, a disappointment. But if you actually look at the year as a whole, they're up by 4.1% in real terms. That's quite a bit better than the economic growth number we just spoke about, you know, around about 1%. So the retail sector, I think, has been a beneficiary of some of these, of the tailwinds in the economy. So in the month of September, it wasn't a great, actually August, that the number for retail sales is for August, whereas the Pay Inc is looking at September. But I mean, looking at the past few months, we've seen upticks in activity. So I think it's not completely dead. The month is particularly is a bit bad in terms of the number today. But if I look at the narrative, you know, in retail sales, I see the positive impact of the low inflation environment, the real salary increases that is has made sort of the retail sector been an outperformer in 2025 if you look at the year-to-date numbers.
Got you. Elise, always a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you so much for your analysis of the numbers that we do see coming out of the Pay Inc. Economic Index. Let's just hope that this last quarter that we head into will give us some kind of a spring and a step into the economic performance that we need in South Africa. Thank you again, Elise.
Thanks, Google.
Independent economist Elias Greer giving us feedback on the Pay Inc. Economic Index, essentially showing that, yep, we are seeing some activity when it comes to transactions in South Africa. But as you've heard, when you connect it to the retail sales, yeah, there's a lot more work that can be done. Let's get into those retail sales now with an economist from FNB.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.